This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. Men's Room rules coming up as well. Our question, what was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So this is back in, 89, 90, 7th grade, wrestling practice. We were running lines, and we had to practice in the cafeteria. So there was a wall side and a window side. Well, the fish line was on the window side, if that made any sense. So running lines, and the last line was maybe about, I'd say, 12 feet from the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't stop in time. I was just hustling my ass and basically went through the storm window, which was double paned. So I put my left hand on the window frame and my right hand went right through the window, which I probably should have just stopped right there. But being 12 years old, 13, an instinct, I jerked back out.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So basically, my left arm, if you put your hand up, palm upside, right on the wrist on your left side, was two gaping holes. And just an instinct, I grabbed my arm, and just blood was just shooting out. And I'm freaking. The coaches are freaking. And they get me to the hospital, and my old man, he was a Vietnam vet, 101st Airborne, screaming Eagles. He gets in there, and he's like, holy crap, I haven't seen anything like that since Vietnam.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh. That's the voucher you want to hear, because that's why sometimes you have to take long walks and not come home.
Right. Like, why don't you tell me that after the
exactly.
fact, man.
Thanks for that.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really the worst part actually is when they're trying to numb it up and putting the shots inside the wounds.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, to numb it up so you don't feel pain. But first, we have to put you in extreme pain.
Joe, did you cut any major arteries on that?
No major arteries or ligaments. Because, I mean, when you move your fingers, it barely missed those ligaments that you move your fingers with.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because it looks like you there's a lot of parts that you can't play. So I was asking if that caused any lifetime damage.
Nope. I got two awesome scars, but, I mean, it was like 42 stitches.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Yeah. Same kind of thing. You go through glass. That's not the thing. You instinctively pull it back, right? And that's what rips your, well, for me, it ripped my arm open. The blood shoot, but it didn't hurt, right? So, like, it happened. You pull your arm out, and my hand, just like he said, you just instinctively put your hand over the wound, right? But at this point, I still haven't really looked at it. And I remember I lifted my hand up a little bit to see how bad it was. I'd hit an artery, so when I moved my hand, it was like a horror movie, right? The blood shoots up. And this is an old Baltimore row home, 13-foot ceilings. And I remember how hard, not just that it hit the ceiling, but, like, sprayed the ceiling, and I think the last words I said before I woke up in the hospital are, I don't think I feel it. And you just collapse. And then when I finally woke up and got the catheter out, my penis farted for 24 hours. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I saw somebody take a chunk out of their leg once. Same kind of thing. Like, they fell, this massive chunk came out, and it was like, that looks weird. And then like a swimming pool, it filled up very quickly with blood and started shooting out.
Right. Ooh. What was a medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It was disgusting.
Sounds hilarious.
It sounds like it'd be just sputtering.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
His leg. Hello, Penny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, one time I had to get codeine pills for something. I can't remember what it was. But I took one, and then, like, not that long after, I started freaking out. I was having breathing problems, and I was itching, and I tried to wake up my ex-husband to tell him, and he was just like, oh, you're just exaggerating. Just go back to sleep. And I'm like, no, really, like, I'm not. I'm having breathing problems. And he's like, well, I'm not going to take you. So I just drove myself to the ER, and come to find out, I'm actually allergic to codeine.
So was your mouth and throat swelling up?
Yeah.
So was it continuing to close on the way to the hospital? I mean, did you feel the situation was getting worse, or were you able to kind of, or did it just maintain?
No, I felt like it was getting worse, but it wasn't that far to the hospital, thankfully.
I got to ask you, Penny, why are you and your husband not together anymore?
Right?
How did things end? Yes. Okay.
How much longer did you guys stay married after that?
Surprisingly, probably 5 more years after that.
All right.
I mean, sounds loving. Oh, you can't breathe? Yeah, I'm going back to sleep. Dang.
Yeah.
So allergic to codeine. All right.
Okay.
It's good. I would never date a trap rapper. Anybody from Atlanta.
Right. Oh, you ain't down with codeine? Yeah, we can't.
Oh, yeah, from Houston, huh? You're a rapper. I can't date you.
Yeah, we can't be together, man.
What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
You know what I hate, man? If you go to the hospital for something, and I get what they have to ask and why they have to ask, but a lot of times it's the, hey, do you have any allergies? I was like, I don't know, man. You know, as far as I know, not really. But then they ask, are you allergic to? But it's always medical stuff.
So how would I know yet?
I'm like, I don't know. Just do what you think you got to do, and if S goes wrong, then yeah, I'm allergic. But I'm always like, I don't know.
Oh, the worst thing I did on that was I will say this.
Just because she's a little bit older, but it's scary. It happened to my mom. Same thing. Like, she went in for some procedure and then, like, got really sick. And then they were like, oh, you're allergic to this.
But that's how you find out.
Right, but
I don't know.
When I got knocked out from my butt surgery,
they didn't keep you awake for that?
The anesthesiologist, he's got a bunch of questions for you, obviously, because that's very important. And he goes, do you have vertigo, I think was the question. I was like, yeah, actually, I do. He's like, oh, well, that's important. And wrote something down.
That's what he said?
He had to give me something, like some kind of little cocktail in there to keep me.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, really? Is it that big of a deal? And he's like, I'm like, well, it's not the worst vertigo. But, right. I do have it.
I mean, we're kind of used to it because most surgeries you go under now, but it's still a massive deal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. I think eighth grade, me and all my friends are helping my dad prune this tree, and the tree has like pouring thorns all over it. So I thought it'd be really funny if I threw one of the branches at my friend, because that makes sense. And then after that, he's like, oh, I'm gonna do the same thing. So he threw one at me, except that one hit me in the face. So I had this 4-inch thorn hit me in the forehead right at my hairline, hit my skull, then go up my scalp. And then instead of taking me to the emergency room, like good parents, my parents had to take me to the walk-in clinic because it's cheaper. So we got my skull cut open, or my scalp cut open, and they removed it, and the doctor gave me a scalpel for me to go play with when I got home.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, man. Like, wow.
Hey, kid, you want to be a doctor someday? Here's a sharp
object. Where were you living, the Yukon?
Good Lord, man.
Jesus. What was the medical emergency? 844-999-OLA.
You're talking about just the side comments that medical practitioners will make. So you say you have vertigo, and he's like, oh, that's important. Mm-hmm. I had a thing on my ass, whatever it was, right, that big-ass bump. So, and it's bad enough, I go see my doctor. But like anything, this is my regular doctor. This is the guy I see. So you feel a little less humiliated because
sure.
It's a huge lump on your ass. I don't care who you are. He ain't happy about it. But before he can see me, of course, it's like his underling, whoever this guy is. So it's this other dude. And he's like, so what's the nature of your visit here? I'm like, I got like a thing, man. I want to know if it's bad, if it can be lanced. Where is it? Like, it's right at the top of the crack of my butt, dude. And he's like, okay, let's have a look. I'm like, I don't want to show you.
He's got
to
see it.
No, but he's not the guy dealing with it. That's why it's like, look, man, I want to show this to as few people as is humanly possible. So I'm going to start with you, and then you're just going to go tell the doctor, like, hey, he should be here. Then I have to show it to him again. So you got your hands on the gurney, right? You drop your shorts, and it's kind of behind me, and I feel him, like, press it a little bit. But as soon as I revealed it, his comment from behind me, oh, wow.
Oh, you don't.
And I'm just like, see, man, you can't do that.
You don't want to. Yeah, that's not good.
Like, don't you? You're in the medical profession. You should not sound as kind of horrified as you do.
Yeah,
because I can't see it. That's the whole thing. I could never see this thing. I could just feel it.
But dude, I told you that one hematoma I had, like, people kept coming in my room, in the emergency room.
Right.
I'd be like, are you the doctor?
Teacher's assistant, or are you a student teaching hospital?
No. In a regular hospital. They just said they would come in. I said, are you the doctor? No, I just had to see it.
Okay, all right.
It was that big.
When my knee blew up, I went to a university hospital.
All right.
So there was, you know, like the doctor was like, do you mind if I bring in some of my grad students or some of the, you know, the students so they can look at this and actually see this? Yeah. This would be a good learning example. So the next thing I know, I got like 15 people looking at my leg taking notes. You know what I mean?
At least it's your leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But like kind of like through it, it's like, is it that bad? Like, yeah. Right. And like three or four people came in just to look at it. Like,
whoa!
They work in an emergency room.
Did anyone be like, what did you do?
Yeah. I slid it down the street. On a wood pallet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't bail in time.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I'll give you the abridged version, but I was probably about 19 or 20. I'm at a Mets game at Shea Stadium. A couple of my friends came with me. They brought their girlfriends. They brought a girl from me. It's like bottom of the sixth. You know, we've been eating and drinking this time. You know, bottom of the sixth, I look over. She's hella bored. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'd never seen this girl before. It's the first time I met her. I'm like, whatever. So I kiss her. She doesn't back off. I'm like, this is great. You know, things start getting a little heated. You know, they're progressing. And I end up sticking my hand down her pants. You know, we're going to get busy. And she's like, oh my God, stop. And for like 10, 15 seconds, she like forcibly pulls my hand out. And I'm like, well, what? Like, what's the matter? Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what, did I not clip my fingernails or something? I look at my hands. I was eating hot wings. I had hot sauce.
Oh, no!
Boom, baby, boom.
We go to the bottom of the ninth.
And that's how they named the band the Flaming Lips.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I went with one friend's car. They just took me home. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's went. My other friend's car. They took her to the hospital. And needless to say, I never saw her again, so...
It progressed that quickly from eating chicken wings to a hand in the pants.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, while it's a little sloppy, well, respect your game, sir.
Yeah, but think about her. When they're like, how did this happen? The guy didn't know.
Manager's going through his wrist. Looks like they're bringing in the fur bush for the eighth inning here. We'd have a delay. We'll be right back.
Yeah, lesson learned. Don't go to Mets games.
Put it in milk.
What was the medical emergency? We've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the men's room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was the medical emergency? And here come those emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. I'll spare you some of the gross ones and just skip right on to the birthday emails. Let's start with this one we got here. Okay, guys, it's my grandson Zeke's 7th birthday today. Can he get a little kid fish sandwich? And the Germans, please.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, nothing wrong with being 7 years old, but wait until you turn 9!
Yeah, sir, stay in this school. It'll help. I think. So you know what? Do what you want. You're 7 now.
Yeah, the world is yours.
20-piece nugget.
20-piece nuggets, a vanilla milkshake, large Sprite.
No fries?
So, okay, he's 7. Throw in the fries.
Fries to you. And a sundae.
I basically just made my order, didn't I?
You did.
20 nugget, large fry, milkshake, and a Sprite.
Sounds pretty good.
I need 2 drinks, 1 for every 10 nuggets.
All the show, today marks our son Aaron's 10th trip around the sun. Loves the show, and every year you give him a shout-out. And when you do, he turns apple red. So if you could, please give him a big old Leroy Jenkins, and you all talking all over yourselves about Nerf Wars. Thanks, guys. That from the mom and the dad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
All right, here's what you do, Aaron.
There's a video that just came out.
This guy with the Nerf gun, and his brother was going to open our
freaking ammunition.
This guy walks into the room. Whatever reason, the guy fires on all over Nerf
into the house. There's 2 or 3
started in my bed, right into his mouth.
How did it even get there?
Patola's, my daughter Haley is 12 years old. Just wanted to know I'm proud of her and keep kicking butt both with school and sports. So how about a little kid fish sandwich and a couple gets from Thrill, as this is her last year before her teens. Throw in a Can I Grow Up as well. That from Mom and Kip.
Fish challenge.
Can I grow up?
Kip! Kip! Kip!
Tizzle, guys. Hi, I want to wish a happy birthday to Marianne, one of the best physical therapists I've worked with. Can she get Captain Crunch and Coach Ted to give her a pep talk about physical therapy? Thanks, gentlemen. That from Paul.
Well, you've come to the right place. I'm all about physical therapy. After I killed 3 tie hookers in the case that's still pending, one thing I did do was injure myself as I was going back to my ship. And sure enough, physical therapy helped me become the drunken sailor I am now. And enjoy Crunch Berries.
Captain Crunch, I'm glad to hear you're back.
Thank you.
You know, when you run a team like I do, physical therapists are very important. But at the end of the day, I only got one question for you. Is Montgomery ready to play?
I'm not his physical therapist, but I have been rubbing his shoulders all day.
Is he ready to play? All right. Thanks, Doc.
But Charles, can I please get a shout out for my husband, Taylor? He's 25. This is our first year being married, and he never lets me forget that he's 2 years younger than me. So how about some thrill gets and the Dirty Germans talking about how lucky he is to have an older wife? Rock on, guys.
Get. Yeah, it is very good that you have this cougar in your house now. Nothing wrong with having a pussy around.
Yes, the 2 best things about dating older women. Number 1, the price of dinner. Number 2, she'll be gone before you.
What do you mean the price of dinner?
Yeah, at a certain age, she's going to get dinner cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah, you don't know.
Never really thought about that.
But she will.
She's going to go right to the back of the menu for you.
Yeah, just make sure you don't take her to a fancy bar like the Legion.
I'd like to wish my husband, Kyle, a happy 33rd birthday. Could he please get a Ray J, Can I Grow Up? And you guys talking all over yourself about how not cool Brazilian jiu-jitsu is. Thanks, guys.
Can I grow up?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can do it.
Guys, it's my lovely wife Jessica's 34th birthday today.
That one, guys. Jeez, boys.
Jessica's 33. She wants sushi tonight, so can I get the Disney characters to talk to her about eating sushi? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, gosh. Our diggity dog, Goofy sure likes eating anything that smells like fish and filled with rice. anything at all.
I mean, I'm a mouse, so I'll eat almost anything. But over the years, running a place like I do, you get the finer taste in life. And I love sushi. And remember, I don't have all my fingers, so I just eat it with my 3 big ones.
Puts the finger right in the hole, pushes all the rice.
I guess chopsticks would be difficult, wouldn't it, with the 3 fingers?
You have no idea.
Let me tell you, sex move old Mixter invented.
Yeah, right.
He didn't do it on purpose. All the fingers he's got.
Guys, today's my 37th trip around the sun. It'd be awesome to have a birthday shout out. Maybe a turtle wax. Whether your penis is too small in the paws of the first one and cut that bitch in the second. Thanks, guys.
Cut that bitch off.
That from David, yeah.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
One word really changes things.
It really does.
It's like, honestly, I think you should add home to it. It would really help the song.
It changes everything.
Yeah, because you know, I don't know. I just think, Mom, I'm coming home. Home is important. Oh, today's my 39th.
Can I get a happy birthday and shout out to Claire and cut that bitch.
Guys, today's my 39th birthday. Can I get original fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Will.
Fish sandwich.
So suck it up. Cupcake?
Shout out to the father-in-law, Cigar Bob. I'm sure he would love the time to take off the leash and to see what the Dirty Germans think about his name as Cigar Bob.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, I completely understand, Cigar Bob. One of 2 things. Either your penis looks like a cigar or he likes bobbing on cigars.
Yeah, you know, cigars are like a lot of things. First, most of them come with a cut or a snip, if you will. Since then, some of them are placed in people's mouths.
Yeah, he should team up with Cigar Neil.
of Cigar Neil and Bob.
Yeah. Cigar Bob.
Yeah.
What is Castle doing on this? You all right?
Okay. Well, you look like a blind man.
Yeah, no, what are you doing? You look like Ronnie Millsap. I'm just having a stroke.
Everybody's very worried about you today.
Total Bitches love the show. All other hosts on the radio suck. Wish you had a morning show. Oh, we do have a morning show, actually. Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota puts us on in the mornings.
We're also on mornings in Clovis, New Mexico, as well as Plainview, Texas.
Oh, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. A birthday shout-out to my hardworking husband, Phil. He's 52 today. He would love some Disney shout-outs if he could. And maybe they could mention how hot it is right now in Phoenix. That birthday wish is for Ty.
Well, gosh, the story is hot.
Or Phil.
Sure is hot and humid down there, Phil. I'd like to treat your butt kind of like your first name. Feel it.
It's so hot down there in Arizona. You have a permanent case of mud butt. If you don't know what mud butt is, it's because you have it.
You guys get in those costumes. You get pretty hot in there, too.
Mickey's got a big old mud butt.
That's what you say.
They call the mud butt Mickey behind his back.
What's all this costume talk? It's a real deal right here.
That's just one big-ass mouse.
You mentioned it earlier, but I will cut.
And remember, ladies, there's a reason old Goofy has big feet.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
This one email we got, just because it's so damn weird. Its subject is Bus Bader.
Bus Bader?
Bus Bader. All the guys,
was
I had
like
my...
Darth Bader for some of the... I like Bus Bader.
I know what it means now. I had my first Bus Bader experience, and it made me think of you guys. On a bus from Uruguay to Paraguay.
Oh, I see why you thought of us.
The seats were facing each other, and the one in front of us was elevated. So the young Asian man's crotch was at eye level to mine.
All right.
He didn't look homeless or intoxicated, and was clean-shaven and well-dressed. He got on the bus and started digging in his nose, his ears, and then he reached his drawers. I thought maybe he needed to pick something out or whatever. No, he started whacking it. At first, I thought, is he? And then, no, he's not. And then I went nuts. I was about to rough him up and toss him off the bus, yelling, "Masturbator!" I think he saw my face and stopped. Luckily, my partner was oblivious, and I think was the only one that saw it was me. But he did continue picking his nose and making weird sounds the rest of the trip. Good times. Oh, on the same trip, I saw a grown-ass man, again looking sober and normal, walk up to a urinal in a pretty decent restaurant and drop his pants to around his ankles to take a pee. I was both impressed and flabbergasted. That from Omega.
That's never a good look.
That is not a good look at all. Let's see here. A couple more. Guys, my birth story. Yesterday, you had a question, a random one about your birth story. I have an interesting one. I was born on Super Bowl Sunday before they added the bye in between. So it was January 22nd.
Okay.
When I came out, my hair was so white, my dad put money on whatever team Boomer played for in 89. They lost, but they covered the spread. If it wasn't for my mom, I'd probably have the stupid name Boomer. That from Albino Matt. Guys, Thrill's trip to Sweden. Thrill, the other day you talked about how you want to go to Sweden because you'd stand out.
I'd stand out and it looked like Puerto Rico in 100 years. I'm here to inseminate.
My wife is from Sweden, and I hate to break it to you, but you won't be as uncommon as you think. Sweden has several people that moved from Africa alone that I met when I visited.
You know why they moved there?
Same reason?
You know it. You know it.
Still a great place, and they enjoy talking to Americans. Fridays are traditionally when you go to the candy store day there. Food is just okay, apparently, in Sweden.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Swedish restaurants.
Not one
the best
I've
Swedish food we know of is at IKEA, and it's meatballs, right? Like, what other Swedish food? Think about that.
And they are delicious. And one more, guys. My dad, brother, and I were flying into Orlando for work. My dad does not smoke weed, but my brother's girlfriend must have left weed in the car. This opened dispensary bag with just under a dub somehow fell into my dad's carry-on. We flew problem three with an open bag of weed to Florida and didn't find out till we went to the airport in Orlando. Dad was pissed. That from Ashley. Well, at least you got to smoke a little while you were down there. All right, still a couple drinking toasts with a shot of the day. Men's Room Rules on the way, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for...
Sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, hello, Ryan Cassidy, Brother Charge in the house.
Do you guys have any favorite movie soundtracks when you were growing up? I remember movie soundtracks being a big deal when I was a teenager.
They were a big deal. I want to say, for the most part, my memory says the 70s were huge for it with Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
That Grease. Was a game changer. Grease was huge. For sure. me... for me, I think the greatest soundtrack as a child that I heard was the Flash Gordon soundtrack with Queen.
All right.
Remember that song, Flash?
Oh, yeah.
At the time, I thought it was the greatest thing ever. There's a new commercial ad for something where it pops up. I guess a new cell phone so your pictures don't look like crap. Like, this song is so cheesy, but I still love it. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Queen's part of the inspiration for the list today. If you look at the top 10 best-selling albums in America for the last, let's just say for 2019 so far, three or four of them have been Queen records because of
Bohemian
the movie.
Rhapsody,
and
right?
the other one, the unstoppable record lately has been A Star Is Born with
sure.
Bradley Cooper.
Now, Wayne's
and
World.
Lady Gaga.
Wayne, you got yeah. So Wayne's World
Wayne's,
was a
Wayne's
hell of a
World
soundtrack.
Was huge. Like so, when I was a teenager, if I'm going to date myself, the last Action Hero soundtrack that had Alice in Chains, Megadeth,
and
AC/DC.
Smithereens, I think, were on
What, Empire Records had a great soundtrack.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the people over at... I lost it on my list here. Pitchfork.
People.
The nice people at Pitchfork.
We're
having the same conversation, and they decided, you know what? Let's find out what the best soundtracks for movies of all time.
So were they voted on, or this is not like a Billboard thing as far as how much album sales were involved?
Correct.
This is basically just like, we think these are the top 10 soundtracks.
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
So cool. 10,
number 10.
Great soundtrack for Pulp Fiction. Absolutely. And, you know, some of these soundtracks have, like, clips from the movies in them. I think Pulp Fiction was one of those. She had, like, a little piece of the movie between all the songs and stuff.
Urge ya, Overkill, did Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon from Neil Diamond.
Absolutely. And it was as creepy the second time. You know what? It was creepier the second time, but they still did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Girl.
Pulp Fiction does stand. Actually, all Tarantino's movies I can watch.
But I feel but it's so much about the movie, because I'm not sure that some of the songs, sure, but overall, like 50% of the songs from the movies I would not enjoy listening to on their own. You know what I mean? But like, as it serves the movie, it's perfect.
Well, Tarantino does a good job of that. Like, even Reservoir Dogs was stuck in the middle of Steeler's Wheel. Yeah. It's just a song that gets stuck
I don't
in
know
the
that
head.
A lot of people would know Miserlou from Dick Dale, which is what we're listening to now.
Right.
Had it not been for Pulp Fiction, it was perfect in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 movie soundtracks of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 9. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
And then you go... Oh, yeah, the Beatles made a movie called Help.
Oh, I thought this was from Castaway.
It was really a movie. I mean, it's just some kind of like running around, jumping up and down.
Sort of.
I mean,
but it was successful. They were so big that it's a movie of them doing nothing, and it was this massive thing.
Like, the song remains the same with some concert footage.
Was it all them, like the Monkees television show, just being chased by people through the streets?
Right.
It's like Benny Hill, pretty much, but with no boobs. These are the top 10 movie soundtracks of all time.
Number 8.
Well, there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
This is from the movie Rushmore.
I found out.
It's a Kink song.
I saw it once years. It's Bill Murray, right?
Yeah. And this is not the only Bill Murray song on this list.
Oh, really?
That's Bill Murray right there?
Yeah. No.
You know what?
It's Kink.
It's, what's the movie? Caddyshack. I'm putting my
is
money
it Caddyshack?
In it. It's going to be Caddyshack.
You know what? I'm surprised none of those, none of those movies. You would think like maybe
Loggins.
from that era. Sure, Kenny Loggins did Top
everything.
Gun soundtrack.
Sure.
Amazing,
everything.
Absolutely. What about Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road?
Oh, that's a great
one. Yeah. Now it's stuck in everyone's head. You're welcome.
Top 10 movie soundtracks of all time.
Number 7.
So this is the other Bill Murray movie that's on here, Lost in Translation. This is Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey.
Were there any other songs on there that we know?
Nope.
Just that one.
This song was massive.
So this is a credits list.
There's some good stuff on that album.
Number 6. Fight the power.
Oh, what's that? Do the Right Thing?
Do the Right Thing from 1989. Great album.
Solid.
Good.
I thought this was Citizen Kane.
I get it.
That was Bud.
You know what was a great soundtrack? Remember Judgment Night when they put all the rock bands and the rappers together? I think that was like that was probably the beginning of the whole rock and rap thing. Now, you know, Anthrax and Public Enemy probably started, but that album like just teamed everybody
absolutely
up and did a bunch of great songs. Yeah.
These are the top movie soundtracks of all time.
Number 5.
So here's the odd man out.
Oh, my God. I never would have thought that, but okay.
Weird, right?
Isn't this the only song on the soundtrack that we know?
Of course it is. But there's still something dramatic. Like, you can't just listen to this and be happy, but it's, for effect, it's hard to beat, right?
And we've all heard great covers of this, too.
I'm just glad the cymbal guy gets a, you know, a moment here.
Where?
But the song. He's a,
ta-dang!
She does the whole
right.
Surprise.
There he is.
That was weak.
Yeah. It was. But it's no different than that solo in Chinatown with drums.
You don't get to be in a Stanley Kubrick movie and weak.
I know. Like, who's playing cymbals? Get him out of the band.
These are the top 10 movie soundtracks of all time.
That's why they're playing the cymbals.
Number 4. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my shirt.
So,
that's a weird movie, by the way.
The Harder They Come?
Yeah, Jimmy
from 1972. Exactly. Jimmy Cliff did a big chunk of the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
It's about a man with ED.
Tuts might be on there or somebody else, but I don't think many other reggae people were.
It's a documentary.
About one of those trinkets with
about a erectile dysfunction.
With a giant wooden penis.
It's the saddest movie you've ever seen.
Top 10 movie soundtracks of all time.
Number 3.
Trainspotting is, you know, definitely my era of movies, and this is a great soundtrack, and it's another great example of, like, the music was just perfect for that movie.
And this is Jet.
What?
No. Doesn't that Jet song sound like Iggy Pop?
Oh, God, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
are you going to be my girl?
Yeah. The drum beat, sure.
But you're right. This song, like I said the other day in the office, you can't hear this song and not think about that movie.
Well,
you always say you can't think about doing heroin or what.
All right. It makes you think about heroin or jumping on a cruise ship.
Yeah. And that movie's so dark. Dang, it's a good movie.
Could you imagine sitting there with a stomach virus, having the norovirus, and this is
the song pops on?
God. I shouldn't eat it at the buffet.
Oh, Iggy.
Top 10 movie soundtracks of all time.
Number 2.
Purple
Rain. Yeah.
Right, what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I just read recently? That there is actually an Academy Award for Best Musical. The last one to win it, believe it or not, was Purple Rain, because there have not been 3 musicals in a year since Purple Rain came out that they feel is qualified to even be nominated.
Oh, wow.
Think
so
about
you
it.
At least have
you have to have at
category.
Least 3. Right. So no one's got any award because you can't find 2 other people good enough to make a movie.
Not even like La La Land.
Well, they won stuff. So did Chicago. But they won just regular stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
From a pitchfork, these are the top 10 movie soundtracks of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 1.
The man on the arm has an
Yeah.
The dudes have ended him for so long.
From 1972.
And if you don't know who Curtis Mayfield is, he looks nothing like you picture.
Which movie are they taking from?
Superfly.
Oh, the actual title.
Shaft is another great one. And someone pointed out the Heavy Metal soundtrack.
Was great. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go. Sid Spin. Still to come on Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day. Men's Room Rules coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This, but first.
And now.
The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
The playlist of rules is available at mensroomlive.com. Plenty of categories, including bathroom etiquette, personal boundaries. You're a man, act like it. Crimes of fashion, situational rules, miscellaneous, all the rules that you have helped make throughout the years are categorized there for you at mensroomlive.com. This first suggestion comes from Corey. He is serving in the Army in Fort Gordon, Georgia, and it's part of booze etiquette. Now, as far as some of the rules we've already established, if you bring a beer to a party, you must drink your beer first before drinking anyone else's, unless otherwise permitted by the host.
Sure.
Another, if you open a beer, you must finish it. Never leave, quote, a wounded soldier. That from Paul. If you're at someone's house, you must ask for a beer. You can never just go and take one. Another on Section 5. The last beer will always be reserved for the man who originally purchased said alcohol. If someone consumes the last beer and is not the original purchaser, that person becomes solely responsible to replenish the reserves.
And all that seems very fair.
Mm-hmm. If a man grabs a beer, he's obligated to get one for any friends who are in need. Another, you can't narc out a buddy for showing up to work hungover. You can harass him as much as you want, but you can't narc on him. Never relocate another man's beer. In a bar or club, the guy with the drinks has the right of way. This from the Ted Smith. No frozen concoctions at a sporting event, pregame or postgame.
Oh, yeah. No, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. My brother and Will were drinking frozen margaritas.
That was inspiration, I guess.
Yeah.
I never turn down free beer on the basis that it's, quote, not your brand. From Sean, no man should ever drink a beer through a straw. So right there in booze etiquette, that's just a handful. But this one is a request for consideration of an amendment to Article 2, Section 2, which is if you bring beer to a party and need to leave, the beer stays there.
Yeah.
It says, guys, the beer stays unless said host requests you take it home with you, or the host is non-alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic.
Well, sure. I mean, we understand that.
Yeah. If the host says, hey, man, be sure to take your beer. We got plenty here. You know what I mean? I got enough. Or if he says, I really like that, then, you know, you're leaving the beer.
I will say this. My friend, who we refer to as the new hotness, my birthday is a few weeks ago. He buys me a case of beer. He knows I hate Rolling Rock. He bought me a case of Rolling Rock.
So he's always got one.
I kind of hate him. I kind of love him for it.
Have you had any?
No, I don't want it. I'm drinking every other beer first, but the day is going to come. It's like
hot summer day, man.
Have you had like that pack of cigarettes you bought because they don't have your brand? And once you can get your brand, it's just your backup pack. It's been open for 8 years. The cigarettes are stale. It's kind of the same thing. When I need
I'm trying to think if I've ever sent somebody home with their beer. I've sent food back with people.
Sure.
Whether a Tupperware container or their plates.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It just seems weird.
Okay. What do we think? Leave it alone as it is? Look, if the host tells you to take the beer home, take the beer home. Yeah. Otherwise, just know you're leaving the beer there.
Sure. I like what he's saying, but I feel like all of that will be dealt with at the time.
Okay, this one comes from Gil. It's an interesting rule. He said, what up, guys? I propose this rule. No man shall leave the newspaper at a public place, i.e. barbershop or wherever, folded backwards or not in proper order. It doesn't have to be perfectly creased as new, but at least put the pages back in order. Have some respect and consideration for your fellow man.
I would say aye, just because I do that.
Aye?
Nay.
Nay?
It's 2019, Gil. Why are you so worried about this newspaper?
Get online. Read the paper there.
I'm just happy somebody left it in the bathroom.
Right.
I now got something to read.
If you have a rule that you'd like to propose, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the Detroit Police Department and doing their part on the so-called war on drugs. The DPD, they have plenty of undercover cops, and as you'd expect, some are posing as dealers, some of those cops are posing as buyers, but the most important thing you can do is have communication. Authorities stated that undercover officers from Precinct 12 went undercover with the purpose of pretending to be drug dealers. That way, they could arrest drug buyers. Now, two pretend buyers ended up going to the house where the pretend drug dealer officers from Precinct 11 were. Those officers were there to arrest the buyers. So, to sum it up, basically, neither Precinct 12 or Precinct 11 knew that the cops were undercover. So, when they all confronted each other, they went into a rampage. They began yelling at each other. That led to fighting. And in case you're wondering, yes, they're all wearing body cameras. They were able to capture the entire incident. Everyone trying to place everyone under arrest. In the end, The only person involved in this whole thing that had anything to do with the drug trade was the owner of the actual house. But the dealers that were inside are undercover cops, and they're waiting for these two buyers that are undercover cops, and none of them realize that everyone they're talking to is another undercover cop.
And they've been doing surveillance on each other the entire time.
They have been doing surveillance on each other because they're like watching the pattern of these guys. We know where they go. Yeah, so in the end, I believe the homeowner was eventually arrested. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant in line for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.